Yud Ches Sivan, Monday the 16th of June, Dayan Yehoshua Posen, Hilchot Nezokin.
Morning. Coming together of a Shea Ba'achtus should be a Yeshua for the three Bochim, our fourth and first with them and their families.
Amen.
I wanted to discuss a particular Shaila in Hilchot Nezokin relating to Tashlumi Nezokin, how much a person is chayav to pay, and the different perspectives in looking at it from a halachic point of view. The specific shaila which we'll talk about is a person has an iPod. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's an instrument that one can use to listen to music and other things. A person has an iPod which is an older model, and it's worth, let's say, £120. And somebody damages his iPod. Somebody cracks the screen in a way where it's still usable, but you can't see properly all of the screen. And the value of the iPod falls as a result of that damage from £120 to £100. It's not a major fall, because this iPod's hard to get hold of, so therefore it doesn't cause the value to fall that much. However, so Reuven has the iPod, Shimon is the one who damages it, and Shimon says to Reuven, listen, I've damaged your iPod, I apologize. The value of the iPod has gone from £120 to £100. I'm happy to pay you the £20 that it's fallen in value. Shimon turns around and says, listen here, I'm not selling this iPod, I want to keep it. And you've broken the screen, so I want the screen to be replaced. And the amount it costs to fix the screen is £50. So can you please fix the screen? There's a back and forth, etc. This takes a bit of while until they get it resolved, until they finally come and ask the shaila. By the time they come to ask the shaila, we'll come to what the psak is in a minute, but by the time they come to ask the shaila, because this is an older model and harder to find places who can actually fix these kind of things, the cost of fixing the screen has now gone up to £70. It's now gone up to £70 from £50. So the shaila is, what's the halacha as far as Shimon's liability is concerned, his achrayus for being a mazik, how much is he chayav to pay? So the first thing which one has to start off with in Hilchos Nezikin is Mechaber in Yisim and Shimpei Zayin. The Mechaber says, if Alev Shomin lemazik biyodoi, kederach shomin loi imhizik memoinoi. Just like if a person's money would cause damage, let's say if a person has a shor and the shor causes damage, similar to if a person himself causes the damage, that's how we work out how much he has to pay. Says the Mechaber Ketzad, what's the scenario? Hari shaharag mehemas chaveri oishiva keilov. If Reuven went and killed the animal of Shimon, or he broke the kelim that belonged to Shimon, says Mechaber Shove, Shomin kama hoisa habehema shove, v'kama nevela shove, kama hoisa kli shove, v'sholim kama shove atom, v'mshalim apchas nizik. Ima nevela, v'akli ha-shove, kaderash nisbaye. Says the Mechaber, if a person has an animal, if Reuven goes over to Shimon, Shimon has £1,000, cow, and Reuven kills Shimon's cow, so now the animal is a carcass. The carcass is worth £600. So the amount that Reuven has to pay, he doesn't have to replace a live animal with what was there. He doesn't give £1,000 and keep the novella. What he does is he pays the difference how much is depreciated from £1,000 to £600. He pays the £400 difference in the value of the cow. Nashdeit in Mechaber. So the starting point in Hilchos Hezek, the chiddush in this is, because with the gazan it works slightly differently. With the gazan we say that he's koina the live cow. Someone steals a cow and then kills it. Forget dalad v'hei nowadays, but the person that steals a cow and kills it, he's chayav to give back £1,000. He's chayav to give back the value of the cow when he stole it. We don't say you can give back the carcass and pay the difference. But by Ganav, he's been koina the animal. A mazik has no intent to acquire the animal which is damaged. He's a mazik, he's caused hezek, he has to pay for the hezek. What is the hezek? The hezek is how much you caused the depreciation in the value of the item which you are mazik. That's in a normal scenario. Comes along the shach, and the shach, here in Shimpei Zayin, he doesn't go into Lot Varichus, in Simon Sadiheh, he's Marich Mo. There's the shach, Hainu, Kishain Efsha, the Sakin Hakli. When is it that we say that you pay for the depreciation? That's only when it's not possible to fix the item. When it's possible to fix the item, it says Mshach Yimchuyu to pay how much it costs to fix the item. And the Chashulchan Taka Paskins, with all the poshut to Hashem, Efshel Mazik L'Sakin Hakli Chayev L'Sakin, like the Shach. poshut, if it's something which is shayach to fix, then you're mechuyev to pay to fix it. So on the surface, in our shayla, you have iPods goes from 120 down to 100. The depreciation is only being £20. Says the shach, says Aruch HaShulchan, but now it's stuck to something which is shayach to fix. So even though it's going to cost more to fix than the depreciation, it's going to cost £50 to fix, and the depreciation has only been £20, you're chayav to fix it. The mazik is chayav to fix it. It doesn't make the shayg amazing. Oynus might be different, but it doesn't make the shayg amazing. Says the Trumas Takri asks a kasha on this shach from a gemara. The gemara in Baba Kama Daf Mem Ches says as follows. Omar Rava, so if Reuven has an ox, Reuven has a shor, and Reuven brings in his shor into the reshus of Shimon without permission, and Reuven's ox digs pits, ditches, whatever it might be, inside the reshus of Shimon, right? So I take my ox into someone else's reshus without permission, and my ox there starts digging all these different boyers, all these different ditches. Bal asher chayev beniske chotze, ubal chotze chayev beniske habur. Says the Gemara, the liability is split. I, as the owner of the shor who's caused the damage in Shimon's reshus, is chayev to repair the damage which has been fixed, which my animal has caused. But as far as the achrayis, the liability of a bur, if Shimon allowed somebody else to come into his reshus, and that person were to fall into this bur which my shor has dug, then I'm not liable. I don't have the din of Bala Bor on this bor, and Shimon is liable. Shimon is achroi for the damages which have been caused. I have brought my animal into Shimon's property without permission. Shimon has got other people who have permission to walk around in his property. Right? If somebody didn't have permission to walk around in Shimon's property and fell into his bor, as opposed to English law where you can, you know, a gunner can break into your house and sue you because he trips on your stairs, in halacha, if someone doesn't have permission to be in your house, then that's not your problem if they fall into a bor. But Shimon's got other people who have permission to be in his property. I don't have permission to bring my show into his property. My show causes damage and digs a bor inside his property. Shimon's other people who have permission to be there fall into the bor. I'm liable to pay to fix the bor. Shimon is liable for the hezek which the bor causes.
Shimon already knew about the
bor. Say Mefarshim, say Rashi, not Mefarshim. This is talking about where Shimon knew already about the existence of the bor. Exactly. Freit the Shumas Akri, the Shach understands that when there's something is a... Let's pause for a second. Before we get to exactly to the kasha, let me ask you a shayla. How do you understand this halacha? This halacha, when there's something which is the derech to fix it, that you have a responsibility to fix it. What is that responsibility? How would you define that responsibility? I'll give you two options. Option number one is you have to go and fix it. Practically, you have to take it and be fixed. And if you don't want to take it and be fixed, and have it fixed, then you have to pay somebody to fix it on your behalf. But really, the onus of fixing is on you. That's option number one. Option number two is no, I've got absolutely no responsibility as far as the chayfetz is concerned. It's got nothing to do with me. I was mazik and I have to pay. How much do I have to pay? I have to pay how much it costs to fix. But there's no achrayus on me to have it fixed. At the moment, you probably won't hear nafkamina between the two tzadim, right? The Chazanish brings up a number of nafkamina between the two tzadim. And once you hear these, all of a sudden you'll polarize which shit you think is more fits better with you. The Shach understands that the chiyuv on the mazik is to fix the chayfetz which is damaged. He has an obligation to fix the chayfetz. If he doesn't want to fix it himself, no problem. He can pay someone else to fix it, but they're fixing it for him. His responsibility is to fix the damage which has been caused.
Organize it, you mean? Organize it.
But if he doesn't want to organize it, he can pay somebody else to organize it. But his responsibility is to fix it. He has to fix it. The Chazanish understands... Yeah, the Chazanish understands, his responsibility is not to fix it. His responsibility is solely to pay for the amount that it costs to fix it. Let me explain to you a number of starker nafkuminas. It's not my nafkuminas, the Chazanish brings out these nafkuminas. Says nafkuminas, so we'll pick one which really has a good chutzpah factor to it. Imagine if, at the time when the damage was caused, the opposite of our scenario, imagine if at the time when the damage was caused, it costs £50 to fix the iPod, right? And by the time they schlep until they sort out who's liable and he accepts, he's prepared to pay, now it only costs £30 to fix the iPod. How much is the mazik chayv to pay? Says the Chazon Ish, according to the Shach, you have to fix it. The amount is a red herring. You have to pay how much it costs to be fixed. So if now when I'm coming to fix it costs £30, £30. If now when I'm coming to fix it £70, £70. The figure's irrelevant. However much it costs to fix, that's how much you have to pay. Says the Chazon Ish, no. Says the Chazon Ish, in Hilchos Hezek, we never find an obligation on the mazik to fix. There's no such thing. Let me ask you a question. If I would break your iPod, completely, broken, written off, I have a chiv to go and find a replacement iPod to buy for you? There's no such thing. It might be uncomfortable, people might, now I've got a hassle factor, but there's no chiv on a mazik to find a replacement. A mazik has a financial obligation, nothing more. All I'm chayv to do is pay. I'm chayv to pay. So how much am I chayv to pay? Something which you can't fix. The Chazon Ish, when he comes to his shitta, he brings it out with a very stark moshel. Says the Chazon Ish, imagine this building over here. Imagine there's a window there where the glass pane hasn't yet been fitted. It's outside in the street, next to the window, and the glazers are coming to fix it this morning. Two boys outside in the street, they're playing cricket, and the ball goes flying through the air and breaks the glass. How much do they have to pay?
The glass.
To replace the glass, a new piece of glass. What happens if they're in school in the morning, they don't get to play cricket. They come home at night, the window's already been fixed, and they play the same game of cricket, and this time the ball goes through the window when it's already fixed to the inside the window frame. How much do they have to pay? Says the Chazon Ish, let me ask you a question. We, as Hilchos Hezek, look at a window when it's attached to a house. We've discussed this before a number of times in different contexts. There's metalklin and there's karka. Right? A glass outside in the street is metalklin. Once you take a whole load of metalklin and you bond it together in the structure of a building, so every building is really made up of metalklin. It's made up of bricks and cement and mortar and plastic and glass and everything else. All comes together, affixed to the ground, hopefully. And that now takes on a dino karka. Pashtus, we learn that tolosh achachach mchuba, which means something which was metalklin and then gets fixed to the ground, has a dino karka. So now when they come along and they put a ball through the window, We don't look at it as a plane of glass anymore. It's not a plane of glass. It's now part of the house. Says the Chazon Ish, really, one might have thought, you look at the whole house. This property is worth, £2 million, right? So property is worth £2 million. Now, how much is the property worth with a smashed glass? £2 million. Right? Nothing. There's been no depreciation at all. Says Chazon Ish, are you potter from paying? If you look at it, you can't look at the room, because this room is not for sale by itself. This room is part of a building. So how much has the building gone down in value? Hasn't gone down in value at all, so you don't have to pay. Says the Chazon Ish, no. When it's something which is darkele sakin, then you have to pay to fix it. Something which is darkele sakin, something which people would normally pay to have fixed, then you have to pay to have it fixed.
That's proportional, because it's such a big amount to a small amount. If it was only worth £100 and something was damaged, which was worth £20 out of £100, it would go down in value.
And a chalami. But what he's saying is we don't look at that at all. We don't look at whether it goes down in value or not, if it's something which is the derech to fix. Let me give you an example. Imagine this floor, this tiled floor is laid throughout the whole room. Right? Perfect pristine condition. Somebody comes along in the corner and he drops something very heavy and it cracks one of the tiles. Now, I'm not a tiler, but imagine that it turns out these tiles are a certain type of tile. You can't just pull up one tile. Right? The way they interconnect and everything is a very expensive design, and you pull up one, you're going to end up bringing I don't know how many with you. Right? Is that darkele sakin? If a person had this in their house, now it might depend on the person and how neurotic they are, and whether they can't handle, obviously no one wants a cracked tile. But would a person normally, now that a tile is cracked, rip up the whole floor to fix that cracked tile? Might depend on how prominent it is, etc. But the point, the gather which we look at is, what's the derech to fix? What is the derech to fix? Something which is derech to fix, you have to pay to have it fixed. Something which is extreme, nobody would pay to have that fixed. Most people would not pay to have that fixed. Then you look at depreciation. How much has it gone down in value? Coming back to the Shaila, says the Chazon Ish, we don't find that a mazik is chayav to pay, so that a mazik is chayav to fix something. A mazik is chayav to pay. The shayla is how much do you chayav to pay? So if I've got something which I'm looking to sell, and now, because you've caused damage, it's depreciated in value, so you have to pay how much it's depreciated in value. That's a momnistic chiyuv. If I'm not looking to sell it, I have this iPod, I'm looking to keep it, and now you've been mazik it in a way that I'm going to have to go and have it fixed, because that's what I would do with my iPod. I want to have it fixed, I want to use it properly. People would get the screen replaced. So now the damage is that you've been mazik it in a way that it now has to be fixed. But the chiyuv is a chiyuv momen, how much it costs to fix it. Says the Chaznish, if it's only a chiyuv momen, and it's nothing to do with actually fixing it or not fixing it, it's just that's the yardstick, how we work out how much you're chayav to pay, then you're chayav to pay whatever it costs at the time of Hezek to have it fixed. So if at the time of Hezek it costs £50 to have it fixed, and afterwards it drops to £30, listen to this, says the Chaznish, you can pay £30, have it fixed, and you still have to give another £20 into his pocket. I told you it'd shock you. Another £20 into his pocket. Why? It's got nothing to do with fixing it today. It's a momnus echiv. And vice versa. Vice versa. If it costs £50 at the time of Hezek, and now when they finally schlep to Bezin, and Bezin passing what they're chayev, you chayev to have it fixed, and now it costs £70. Chaznish, you pay £50. It's not your problem to fix it. It's a momnus echiv. Let's take this one step further.
The owner doesn't have to fix it.
It didn't at the time of Hezek. It's a momnus dechiyuv which Chazal worked out. No. A mazik is chayav b'shas Hezek. Bezin are being megale what the halacha was because people are arguing about it. It's not like a knas where Bezin are pasking and now you're chayav. It's not like tzaraas so the kohen says tomei and beforehand you can have all the kelim in the house and no one's tomei. A person's mazik is chayav to pay because he was mazik. Rather, they're arguing about it, so they'll go to someone to tell them the metzias. But the Bezin's not creating the metzias. The mazik was mazik, it's chayav to pay for the hezek he caused. What's the hezek he caused? Says the Chaznish, whatever it was at the time. £50 at the time, £50.
If the hezek which was done to the iPod, to repair it, is far in excess of the value of the whole iPod.
So that's what we said in the Chaznish. You only have to pay to fix something which is darkly lesakin. If nobody, or most normal people... So that's what I'm saying. So if the average person would not pay, the average person wouldn't pay more than the value of an item, then you don't. This is where a write-off comes from an insurance point of view, right? Something which is too much. People wouldn't pay that much. It doesn't have to be equivalent to the value. It could be even that it's so much in comparison, it's just people wouldn't pay it.
So what do you pay there?
Pardon?
So what do you pay there?
Then you pay depreciation. Then you pay depreciation.
So it's out of pocket. They can't get a new one and they can't repair it.
It's a problem. That's my opinion. Says the Chaznish, you know, the Chaznish goes one step further. Let me ask you a question. You know, we're talking about iPods is small money. Imagine big money. Somebody comes and causes massive hazard to somebody else's car. Right? Let's take insurance out from the shiner because it complicates matters. Let's take insurance out from the shiner. Someone causes massive hazard to someone's car and they agree they're going to settle it between them. Mm-hmm. And now, the hazard, how much it costs to fix the car, is £1,000. £1,000, the car's worth quite a bit more than that, it is the derech to fix such damage, £1,000. So, Reuven the Mazik turns to Shimon, and he says, listen here, I caused £1,000, that's how much it's going to cost to fix the item, no problem, take it to a garage, tell them to give me a call, I'll give them my credit card number, they can do the work and I'll pay. Shimon says, you know what, I can still drive the car with this damage, right, it's not kishmak at all, it has a perfectly usable, good condition car, and now all of a sudden it looks slightly different than it did before. But right now, my family is coming up for summer holidays, and I haven't got money to pay for a summer holidays for my kids. Now all of a sudden, this windfall, £1,000 cash, that's brilliant. I can send two kids to camp. So you just give me the money, and don't worry about my car. You know, I'll live with my car, and this way I can send my kids to camp. So he says, I'm not mechuyev to send your kids to camp. What's good with you? You want me to fix the car? Fix the car. You don't want me to fix the car? Because I won't fix the car. What's that locha? It's totally on the same machlekes. According to the Shach, the chiyuv on the mazik is a chiyuv to fix. If you want to fix it, fix it. If you don't want to fix it, don't fix it. I'm not mechuyev to give you money for something else. Let me ask you, and according to Chaznish, no, there's no chiyuv to fix it. The chiyuv is, you owe him how much? £1,000. Why? Because since it's something which is the derech to fix, you owe him a cash amount, £1,000. Whether he fixes it or doesn't fix it, it's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with you at all. The chiyuv is,
if he doesn't fix it, he'll still be higher for the depreciation.
Correct.
Because he's driving around the car that's worth less.
Enochanami. If he's not getting, I was coming on to that. If he doesn't fix it, right, then you're still having to pay the depreciation. Let me tell you where that will come up, but that will come up more. What happens if Nebuch, Shimon, Shlemazel, has got bad mazel, someone else comes now and writes off Shimon's car? Entirely. Right? The car's now written off. So Reuven turns around and says, listen here, whenever you want, call the garage, I'll fix the damage I caused. Right? I'm happy to fix the damage I caused. Shimon says, I haven't got the car anymore. What do you want from me? I haven't got the car. So let's say for a moment, right, Yankee's case, that the insurance on the second person, when they pay up, they saw the car, what condition the car was in prior to the accident, and they're paying £500, £1,000, whatever it is, less for the chifetz. That's fine, then you're chayv. At the end of the day, you cause depreciation, he lost that depreciation, he can't fix it, it's not derech l'sakan, but and then you'd have to pay top of the depreciation. But let's say, if not for that, let's say another case, let's say he sold the car. Shimon went and sold the car, and it didn't cause any depreciation, whatever it is. Let's take depreciation out of the question. So again, the same argument. According to the Shach, you're not mechuyev. Your chiyev is to fix it. If he wants, avad, you can give him the money and say, go ahead and fix it. And whether he then fixes it or not, that won't be a problem, right? But etzem, you're not mechuyev to pay if you're not giving the money to fix. According to the Chazanish, no, you're mechuyev to pay a cash amount.
But does he send the kids to camp or not?
Famous case in dilapidations.
Let's just come back to the Shaila now. Now we can come back to the Shaila. The Shaila in Baba Kama, the Gemara in Baba Kama said, if Reuven has a shor which he brings into Shimon's Rishus, Baba Kama Memches, Reuven has a shor which he brings into Shimon's Rishus, and the shor digs a pit in Shimon's Rishus, and Shimon gets to hear about it. So Shimon's on the phone to Reuven, he says, you've got to come round, you've got to fix it, and Reuven has to fix it. In the meanwhile, Shimon allows other neighbours to cut through his field, and one of the neighbours falls into, well, let's not say Odom or Mazik, let's say whatever, one of the animals of a neighbour who's allowed to walk through the field falls into the burrow and gets damaged. Right? So now, who's chayav to pay for the animal? Says the Gemara, Shimon! Shimon's chayav to pay for the animal. Right? As though he's ugly Gemara. Comes along the Trumas HaKui, and the Trumas HaKui says, according to the Shach, I don't understand. According to the Shach, I don't understand. We said according to the Shach, the chiyuv on the mazik is to fix the bar. So this is his bar now. Bar in Hefke is also bar. If I go in the street and I dig a bar, I'm not coining the land in the middle of the street. It's not mine. Right? One of the chiddushim of bar is even from Hefke. Like chometz and bar doesn't have to be yours. If I dig a bar in the middle of the street, it's not mine. I have a liability to fill it, and therefore I'm responsible for any damages it causes. Says the Trumas HaKui, so if the Shach is learning that the chiyuv on the mazik is a chiyuv to go and fix the bar, to fill up the bar, that doshte in Gemara, that bets in the mazik chayav to do it, but according to Shach, it's not that he's chayav momon, he's chayav to go and fix it, or get someone else to fix it. Why is he not liable for the hezek of the bar? Now, granted, according to Chaznish, this will be good.
This is more of the Chaznish.
According to Chaznish, it's good.
Yeah, I know it's good, but
let me just explain why. According to the Chazon Ish, there is no personal liability to physically go and fix the bar. It's not my bar. It's his bar. It's in his rishus. He knows about it, and it's his problem. I have a momlestik chiyuv to pay him the money. Today, I will. I won't. When he gets me to pay, doesn't get me to pay. That's got nothing to do with the bar. I'm detached from that bar. That bar is not my responsibility. So, according to the Chazon Ish, it's fine. But according to the Shach, what's pshat? Chazanish's general sword.
Yeah.
The Chazanish's general sword is very simple. Fakir, what's the Shach sword? The Chazanish says you never find that a mazik has a chiyuv to go and do something. You're a mazik, so you have to pay. Fine, here's a check.
Well, in the street, if he does a bow, you got to pay for any damages.
If I dig a bow in the street where it doesn't belong to anyone else and no one else is liable, then I'm the only person who can be liable.
Yeah.
Like Yankee said before, if I dig the bow in Shimon's Rishus and Shimon doesn't know about it, I'm still liable. Then I am liable. But once Shimon knows about it, it's in Shimon's Rishus, it's not my problem. The kash is only, according to the Shach, that it is still your problem. You still have a chiyuv to fill it in, so it's a problem. The Ulam HaMishra answers that in this particular case, it's different. Because even though Reuven has a chiv to go and fix this burb, it's in the middle of Shimon's Rishus. Reuven can't walk in whenever he likes. He's not the balabos here. He can't just walk in with his workers and start filling up the burb whenever he likes. So therefore, since his yichelis to come in is somewhat restricted, so he's toiled on Shimon for access to this Rishus. So therefore, the achrayas rests on Shimon. One could sign on it or not. Akaponim, that's the back and forth legabi this nekuda. If we come to our shayla, in this particular case that we were talking about, right, where the iPod started off at £120, the cracked screen made it depreciate to £100. At the time when the hezek happened, to fix the screen would have cost £50, and now by the time they schlepped to Bezen, it's £70. Right, that's the scenario. So what's the halacha going to be? So first of all, the first chiddush which we had when we started off, which is the shachit blame. If you speak to anyone, this is called the chaznish, but this is, starts with the shach, somewhat before the chaznish. The shach makes it very clear that something which is darkei l'sakin, or something which is efshe l'sakin, you have to pay to have it fixed. We don't say that you just look at depreciation. So legabe, the first part of the shaila, where an item is worth 120 and now goes down to £100, that's immaterial, that's irrelevant to us. If he was looking to sell it at the time and he's not keeping it, that might be more negia. Right? He's not looking to fix it, he's looking to sell it. So how much is he going to lose now? How much less will he get on the market? The person not looking to sell it, he's keeping his chefetz. For him it's not relevant how much it's depreciated. Most people when they have items, they don't look at depreciation, they look at what they're holding themselves. They want to use it, so he's using it every day. So now he needs to fix it so he can use it, like I mentioned. So as long as it is darkei l'sakin, and I say that every shayla you have to tackle, the person themselves shouldn't be the judge if it's darkei l'sakin or not, because they've got their own eigen and gears. But if it's tackle darkei l'sakin, as long as it's darkei l'sakin, then you have to pay to fix it. Now, the shayla is, at the time, it was £50. Right? At the time it was £50. And now it's gone up to £70. So according to the shach, when you go to Bezdin now, the shach will say, I don't care what it was at the time. You have to fix it. How much is it today? Whatever it is, whatever it costs. When you get to fix it, is what it costs. And get a move on, because if it goes up a bit more, maybe you'll have to pay a bit more. You have to pay how much it costs to fix it. So according to the Shah, you have to pay £70. According to the Chazanish, no, you're not chayav to fix it. You're chayav to pay hezek. Hezek was calculated on something which is darkei l'sakin, according to how much it costs to fix at that time of hezek. At that time of hezek, how much it costs to fix? £50. So according to Chazanish, you're not chayav to pay more than £50. Now, loch in this particular shayla would be that you can say kimni, the muchzik, the mazik who's muchzik on his money, can turn around and say kimni like the Chazanish and say, I'm not mechuyev to pay more than £50. Shkoyach.